Good afternoon, Oracle Support. Lee speaking.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. I was just simply trying to get logged into my Field Service Oracle application where I forgot my passcode. Is there any kind of way you can help me with that?
So you've forgotten your password for Field Services?
Yes, ma'am. I'm able to get in my workforce application, but I just upgraded my phone, and I obviously that particular imprint did not transfer over to this application, or somehow got encrypted.
So you've already
my username here, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I just
you
need to get logged in.
So on workforce, is it automatically saved in your phone, and that's why you're not having a problem with it?
Yeah, I'm not having a problem with it. It automatically popped back up on the generated application, and it logged me back into my account.
And you don't remember what it is? Okay.
I don't remember the passcode on my Field Service Oracle app to log into the account to check the job order ticket.
Okay. I think we're going to have to probably reset your password for the whole system. I'll have to conference in the IT group. So, and then, excuse me.
I talked to them, and they gave me a difficult time, and I really wasn't feeling comfortable.
Okay.
I got off the phone with one of the representatives. I don't know what happened here because he sent me through the fifth degree regarding trying to update my phone regarding, it was like a 1,000 questionnaire, like I was under an investigation, and I was kind of confused regarding what was actually going on
Who
I was transferred to, because it went from here to there to there, and before this happened, it was very simple. I called, someone sent me an email to my phone and said, this is the link, follow the link, and I entered my username, and I was able to upgrade my phone, my passcode, and everything was good to go. So now I got to a point like maybe I was doing something wrong, so I felt that I would wait till I speak back to my local office before I go back to Oracle Support, because obviously something was not right with that particular conversation individual. You can pull the conversation if you need it, but I was really, really just uncomfortable and felt just, you know, like I was just bamboozled about how me just could not get into the Oracle. I simply said, Oracle, and he kept on going into further details about what kind of application it is. I'm like, sir, I don't know. It's a simple application on your Oracle Field Services. Here's my username. I'm trying to get logged in, and that's all I'm trying to do. This is my account, and I work for Badger. So that's where I'm at. So do you have another way that you can make this a little bit simplified?
I can sure try. I probably can. So what's your name?
A-I-E-R-R-E.
R-E-E-S-E. Okay. So, yeah, I was talking to you earlier, and I passed you off to IT, and then it just went for a train ride.
Man,
that you just
it went on. I really just told him I'd disconnect the call because I went on hold for 2 minutes, came back. He drilled me with about 5 more questions. Then he put me on hold again, came back, did the same thing again. I'm like, sir, maybe I'm in the wrong area, wrong department, wrong person. I just trying to get a reset passcode to log back into my Oracle account to check my ticket. And that's
so,
that. I don't know all this other, that's where I'm at.
Okay. Did he reset your password for you?
I disconnected the phone call after I got a couple of these. Might be him calling me back now because I just felt not comfortable. And I didn't know what I was doing. It seemed like next thing that somebody asked me was my Social Security number. And it just kept on details and details. And I felt a rash. So whatever word you want to use it to a certain extent, I didn't feel comfortable. I'm like, sir, I'm just trying to reset a passcode. I mean, have you went to your local office and did this? When is the last time you sat down and XYZ did this?
Oh, really?
I mean, you just kept on going on and just, I don't know, ma'am, it just threw me off. So if you can maybe call them, maybe they're calling me now. I think they're calling me now. It seemed like it, but I just don't know. If I can't get locked in, I will just wait till I talk to my local area supervisor, and maybe they can figure it out tomorrow. It's no really big deal that I have to have it done. I've just been pushing it off. Well, maybe they'll help me in the morning time when I get to the branch.
No, I can understand.
I didn't feel like going to the third degree with them no more right now. I just really let that to rest, and then maybe tomorrow my local area manager will help me.
Okay.
Well, you can
definitely do that
email.
If you want.
Okay.
Sorry?
All right. take it from there, Dan. If, otherwise, if you can help me out and just send me the simple link to my email and go from there if you want to take that information. If not, I guess I can wait because I didn't think that that was that serious before, you know, we get to the point of just trying to reset a passcode.
I think I sent you the logins before.
Yeah, you did. And that's why I was going to follow back up with your email. And that's how I got your number a long time ago, probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I talked to you before. Okay.
Yeah, Ms. Thompson, right? Is that your last name or something?
That's me.
Okay, I got you. That's why I Googled in my phone and your thing popped up. And I said, well, let me try her again and try to figure it out because I remember you assisted me last time and I was in there. So, and I got a new phone number. So.
Yeah, we've got some new IT. We've got some new IT people. So, unfortunately, if you can't remember your password, you still have to go through them. But you might get somebody different tomorrow that might be better. That's possible.
Yeah.
I can try connecting, but I might get the same guy. I don't know. But I know what you mean by the.
They have to create a ticket before you do it. Yeah. I guess they got to create a ticket before they actually do it. So maybe he left a voicemail or some other information or something. I don't know. Because I just kept on telling him the same thing. But we'll take it from there. Maybe we'll try again tomorrow or we'll figure it out.
Okay. What is
I appreciate your help. If you, let me know. If you can
Okay. I was just thinking, I've got your – do you use your Badger Inc. pass or email address or do you have a personal one that you like to use?
I have a personal one. I don't normally use that one. Obviously, because I'm a swamper, so I haven't really got off into it yet like that. But,
okay.
I mean, I can send you a brief email real quick and follow back up from your email, and then you'll have my conversation, and then you can send me something off that.
Sure. I'll see if I can find his ticket number in case he did start a ticket, and that way it'll be easier for you tomorrow.
Yeah, he did. That's what he was doing, but...
Okay.
He just kept going on, and I didn't feel comfortable. That's all I can say. So with that being said, I'll send you a quick email. Maybe he reset it, and maybe you can see something in the system.
I'll see if I can see anything.
And you'll call me back or email me and let me know.
Right,
I appreciate it.
Okay. So let me just check your phone number, 770. Is that you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
652-4100.
That's it,
man. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Send me an email and we'll see how we do.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. Take your time.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.